Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental health podcast, helping you out of the gray and into the blue. Now, here's Jay Glazer.
Welcome into a very special Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer. I'm Jay Glazer, and this is the most special guest I've ever had on in my entire life. And before I get to her, just a quick word here from our title sponsor, Carolyn. If you're like many people, you may be surprised to learn that 1 in 5 adults in this country experienced mental illness last year, yet far too many fail to receive the support they need. Carolyn Behavioral Health is doing something about it. They understand that behavioral health is a key part of whole health, delivering compassionate care that treats physical, mental, emotional, and social needs in tandem. Carolyn Behavioral Health, raising the quality of life through empathy and action. All right, our guest for these next 2 weeks, because we're going to do a two-parter because it's the holiday time. And the way this came about is wonderful people over at Fox Sports Radio, and a lot of people out there have said, man, we have never seen you better. We've never seen a better version of Jay Glazer. And I said, well, Rosie's really the reason why. My beautiful fiance, Rosie Tennyson, she's why. And, you know, I finally, after all these years, found a partner who could really lift me up, and I feel comfortable and safe for the first time in my life. And they said, great, let's get Rosie on. I said, no. I'm not getting Rosie on. Absolutely not. And they said, do you know how many people you could help and give hope to if the two of you came on and just talked about not only Rosie's life, which is unbelievable, like she's the reality show of all reality shows and the success story of success stories for all little girls out there trying to make it, but also just the hope that we can give people, that it's never too late to find love, and also to give people insight into what she does to help me when my crazy gets out of control, when my gray gets really dark and deep, what she does to help lift me up and to be there for me. So I am this better version. So this is for Don and Scott and Maury and Justin and everybody else out there who has said this is the best version of Jay Glazer they've seen. Everybody, welcome my beautiful fiance, Rosie Tennyson.
Thank you, babe. That's quite the introduction.
It is quite the introduction. And move
thank
up here, Rosie.
You, thank you.
So,
thank you
so much. Now, here's what we're going to do here, right? We are going to go into Rosie's story. Then we're going to go into our story. And then we're going to go into a lot of the things that Rosie's done to help me. Before we do that, we'll leave them with one good, I think, lesson here, because it's the holiday times. And holiday times can get really difficult for a lot of people. So for everyone out there, for your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your child, or whatever it is. I think a good lesson we could start off with is, you know, I posted something a few weeks ago that I was really struggling and I was really in a dark place. And what I tend to do, folks, my whole life, and I did this Rosie, is because I never felt worthy of this kind of love that Rosie has with me, I have always tended to sabotage, to push everyone away, because the pain of knowing it's going to go away and end is worse than it actually ending. The fear of it ending is more painful for me than it ending. So I speed up that end. I like to sabotage. I like to do things to make sure it goes away. And I've done that with Rosie. And I sometimes continually do it with Rosie. And the last time I did that to you, your answer to me was what?
I just told you, hey, look, I'm not going anywhere. No matter what happens here, how you're feeling, I'm going to be here for you. Because I knew you were like just thinking the worst thoughts. But I was assuring you that, you know what, it's just, I'm not going anywhere. Because then that immediately put you at ease.
But you also convinced me of it.
Where yeah.
Other people may say it. So like, convince your partner, like, as bad as you may feel right now, I'm not going anywhere. I promise you. And that was the other thing. You made a promise.
I made a promise.
I promise. I'm not going anywhere.
And I said, I had your back and I wasn't going anywhere. And you immediately like was like, oh, okay. And it like calmed you down. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to go from there. But I think when someone's like feeling that way and you're feeling like, you know, someone's going to bolt, you're like in one of those moods, the worst thing you could do is like pull away. Because right. Then it's only going to make the person feel more like,
yeah, validate my feelings.
Validate your right. feelings, and then more worried, and then it just keeps spiraling. But the best thing you could do is just reassure them and have their back, which that's what I always try and do when that happens.
And the other great thing you did was, when we do this a lot of times, we feel so ashamed that we do this.
Yeah.
And Rosie then assured me in like 10 minutes, like, oh, I'm over it. I'm done. Like, we're fine.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah.
Right.
You were beating yourself up. Like, he beats himself up over this stuff. And I'm like, literally, like, I'm like, don't like, I give him forgiveness and I get over it quick. I'm not holding a grudge. I'm not bringing it up. I'm like, hey, like,
you realize it's my own pain. And
yeah.
I don't mean it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I know. And also too, I don't want you beat yourself up way more than I do, even if it's something that, in, you know, so like, I think sometimes you get in that rut. But I'm like, hey man, let's forget about it. Let's go on a walk. Let's go to the beach, or let's go do, just break up the, I try and break up the cycle, which is really a great thing to do, because then all of a sudden, instead of like one day it was happening and I was like, hey, let's go to Cross Creek and take the dogs or whatever. And then immediately, like within like 20 minutes, like we were fine and everything was
right.
good. But you can either go further into it, or you can do something that breaks up the pattern. And then it just, we had a great day.
Right. So instead of just telling me, hey, I got your back, I'm not going anywhere, she didn't just walk away. She then said, let's go do something. Let's go. Like, she proved to me she wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's a lifesaver.
And you were throwing a pity party. You were like at a little pity party.
I was a major pity party. No doubt. Right.
And I was like, hey man, this pity party is, you know, you could stay in it, but I'm not. I was like, I'm actually going to go to the Cross Creek and let's
go. And you're coming with me.
You're coming with me, and let's break this pity party up and let's go do something like to get your mind off
right.
it. I said, and if you want to talk about the problem when we get back, we can talk about it later. But you didn't even care. Like the yeah. thing that had happened, I don't remember what it was, but by then we just had like right. moved on. And it was just a good thing to do when someone's like feeling that way.
But the other thing she did that night, because the shame doesn't go away, and she realized it about me. So she gave me extra hugs that night. She gave me extra love that night. She really went above and beyond to show me she's not harboring any of these ill feelings, because you start thinking to yourself, oh, they're just acting like everything's good, but then they're going to leave. And
she's going to use this against me.
Right, she's going to use this against me. Right. And
yeah.
you made sure that I knew that it was real. And I haven't had one of those, I think, since.
No.
Right.
No,
I haven't had one since.
No.
But
no,
every time I've had one,
yeah.
that was a bad one. And that wasn't
yeah.
too long ago. But, well, I had one Thanksgiving week. I got triggered.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and then that night you said to me, all right, what else do you need from me?
Yeah.
And I said,
yeah.
I just need some compassion. I just need you. I actually said to her, I just need you to feel bad for me right now. I said, okay, I got you. And just didn't try and coach me up. And because Rosie does coach me up a lot, which is amazing.
And sometimes you're in the mood for it and sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're just like, hey, I just want to sit in this and have my, you know, I want to just be in it. Cause you're always like a lot of times when you're fixers, you're trying to give them positive things and this and that. And sometimes people just, they just want to talk. They don't want a solution. They just want to get it off their chest. Right. And that's okay too.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't turn a pity party.
So, all right. With that said, for everybody out there going in the holidays, know that about your partner, especially if they're going to go see family, that triggers them. Again, the holiday times are hard. So a lot of times your significant other may be triggered by family, or triggered by certain things, or past loneliness, or loneliness in the holidays. Or, you know, we tend to feel miss loved ones, but just understand that, all right, something else is triggering them, and make sure you don't run away, shame them, do what Rosie's done, lean into them more, be that teammate that they need, and really show them, I'm not going anywhere. I got you. What do you need from me right now? And make sure they do that for you when you need it as well. All right. Now that was appetizer here for what we're going to do here. Now,
tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Rosie's story is incredible. It is incredible. And I jump in and I tell her story as much as she does. But Rosie grew up in Idaho, okay, with an identical twin sister. So Rosie, let me just give you a little background. Rosie and her sister, Renee, were the Doublemint twins. In the Doublemint commercial, yeah. Rosie was on Price is Right as a showcase showgirl. She was 14 years. You're the face of Frederick's of Hollywood. She was on the very first ESPN 2 show. I don't know if you guys remember. There's a show called Flex Appeal. The girl named Kiana. And they would have these workouts on the beach in like his flimsiest little clothes. And all us dudes used to get up in the morning and watch his show on ESPN 2. Rosie was on Flex Appeal for years. And she and her sister also did Playboy together. Her sister was the first ever Black Playmate of the Year. So she was a pioneer. That's a whole crazy story we'll get into here. But all this, she grew up where?
I grew up in a really small town called Melba, Idaho. And it's like a super, super, super small town. It's got like 300 people in the whole town. We grew up on a farm out, like literally out in the middle of nowhere.
And 300 people, like, and only two black people.
Yeah. And there's no, like, if you go to Idaho, there's like, no, like it was just very, like the whole state, like it was just a handful of white, like African Americans, and like they all knew each other. And my sister and I grew up on a farm. It's on top of the Snake River Canyon. It's actually beautiful. Really, really pretty. But like literally there's,
In the middle of nowhere,
in this little trailer house.
In a little trailer house, like, with seven of you in it.
Yeah, we had three older brothers. Yeah, then half brother. Yeah, so it was a pretty full house. But we were always like getting into trouble and stuff like that on the farm, because it was just there's nothing to do, so you just go out and get mischievous and stuff like that. It's a fun place to grow up.
I went to their town, and there was there a stoplight? I don't remember.
I don't know if there's a stoplight. There's
a stoplight. Okay. So stop signs, not a stoplight. I don't remember a stoplight. I remember two bars and that's about it. And a gas station and your high school. But talk about growing up was hard though.
Yeah, it was hard. Our parents, like my dad was African American. My mom's was Caucasian. And so like when they got married in the '50s, it wasn't legal for a black man to marry a white woman. So they had to go to Nevada and come back and like get married. And I remember growing up, like my mom, like she's got,
by the way, let's just not throw that away. It was illegal. This wasn't too long ago.
No, it was like in the,
it was illegal.
Yeah. It was illegal.
Black man to marry a white woman
in the state of Idaho.
So they had to go to another state, which is just mind boggling.
Yeah. It was definitely crazy. But my dad, was a farmer. And we grew up on a farm, and they were, you know, married, which was very unusual for that to happen in that time. But I remember my sister and I would go out like with my mom, and like people would be like, oh my gosh, you know, your little daughters are cute. Are you babysitting? And she'd say, no, they're mine. And then like these people would just like look at her like, oh my God, you slept with a black man. It was like crazy. And so like they would immediately like, you know, look at her and go the other way. But so it was like something that was interesting that happened a lot there. But it was just a, like that. My parents probably experienced it more than my sister and I did. But
so you experienced it, but you two were just so forgiving of everyone. And like in school, you got in trouble. And what'd they do?
Well, we were always doing like little, like getting in, like doing little machines.
Well, what do they do to you two?
They would like make you put your nose on like a little piece of tape, and then they would march the school around like to show like the kids that were being bad, like what?
No,
like,
but they didn't do it to the white kids. They did it to you two.
Like, there might have been some in there. Like, we were
like, because we were like, these two were so forgiving
we were,
of the world.
We were all being, like,
it's incredible. Yeah, but babe, like, they didn't do it to the white kids. They did it to the two black girls. And you were always like, now it's okay. Like,
the trouble, though.
No, babe, I'm sure a lot of people were causing trouble, but they didn't stick their nose on the flagpole and march around them and taunt them. So, but also, you know, listen, what I look up to Rosie about so much is, you guys know how hard I work. We want to talk about work ethic. Talk about what your schedule was growing up.
Yeah. So my sister and I, like, we like were on a farm. So there you would do like chopping corn, hoeing beets, all this stuff. But we were also in track. So we like no hard work, because we would get up before we went to work, and we would, before we went to school, and we would go like hoe beets and then go to work.
Or hoe beets and top corn.
Yeah, and top corn. We're just
working
not,
in these
like
fields
on a farm. It is such hard
4:30
work
in the morning.
Yeah. And then we would go, we might even come like jogging up with our hose, because we were like going to kill two birds with one stone. So we were just like we were kind of crazy, but we would do that, because that's what it, you know, growing up on a farm, you do a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And so like
So it's like 4:30 in the morning to 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And then we'd get up, because you have to get up kind of early to get there. And then we'd work a few hours and then go to school. And then,
that's insane. That's like growing up as kids. How much do you get paid?
Not a lot. It was like a dollar or something. Then I think my dad kept it. So we didn't even get
So your dad took your money and didn't get to have it. But
my sister and I stood up for ourselves after a while. We're like, wait a second, we want our money. So it wasn't a lot, but.
And then you were all state in track.
Yeah, we were in track. We did like hurdles. I did hurdles, long jump. Right. I went state. So it was fun. We were like track stars.
Yeah. So you got up in the morning, you worked these fields to top corn in Hoe Beach for 3 hours. Your dad took your money and then you went to work. Then you went to track practice and then you came home late at night.
Yeah.
That's just a different level. But I, what got me about you two, and again, her sister Renee, if you look them up, the Tennyson twins, when I say they're identical, they are identical. Rosie parts her hair on the side. Renee parts her hair in the middle so you can tell the difference. And that's it. And that's it. And sometimes we're all hanging out and I'll grab the wrong hand and Renee will just go, wrong one. Or cop of the wrong butt to the wrong one. And they look exactly the same. And they
we're the same height, same weight.
Same everything. They talk the same. Yeah, they say the same
very similar
paragraphs at the same time. They're kind of always fighting for airtime. So they're saying the same paragraphs at the same time. But it's beautiful that you guys have always had each other to lean on all these years where, again, you grew up in poverty. You grew up where you had to work harder than anybody I've ever known at that age. But you have each other, and it kind of, I love the story of you guys kind of be able to put your arm around each other and having early goals about what's going to be.
Yeah. I remember we lived on the top of the Sacred Canyon, which is really beautiful. And we would sit there and we'd see these cars like driving at night. And my sister and I, we didn't know how, we didn't know what was going to happen, but we would always say, we're going to get off this farm and we're going to go to California and be models. And we just were like always dreaming, always thinking about that. We just were just like, we're going to somehow, some way we're going to, because we knew we were like too, you know, we were like, we're too big for this farm. We don't want to be on this farm. Like, this is like, this isn't us. So, we were just like dreaming when we were little girls. We'd always like think about that. And then if that's eventually what happened. We put it out to the universe. And years later, that was, we did end up moving to LA and becoming models. Right. So,
well, now before that, let's talk about how, so Rosie, you went to Boise State, which that itself.
Yeah. I did go to Boise
State. Getting yourself into Boise State.
Yeah. I went to Boise
State. And paying for yourself. So having this hard work and you're working at Albertsons.
I was working at this, not even, it wasn't as glamorous as the grocery store Albertsons. I was actually in the warehouse for Albertsons and I was like packing these boxes and stuff.
Really working on the conveyor belt.
On the conveyor belt.
From like an officer and a gentleman, yeah. Not like, realizing that she's a really hot girl.
The grocery store would have been glamorous. I was like filling these boxes and not only that, it was like 9 at night till 6 in the morning. So it was night shifts too, like 40 or 50 hours a week.
Right. And in the meantime, your sister,
she was dating this guy who was like, he was really into Playboy and he was, they were looking, they had this contest and they were looking for this 35th anniversary Playmate. So he's like, you're really, you know, you could be a Playmate. You should send your pictures in. So she sends her pictures into this contest and like, they get like thousands, probably 14,000 entries. And out of those 14,000 entries, they picked 12 to become, to test to be Playmates. And Hef, when hers came through, writes PMOY, which means Playmate of the Year. And they had never picked an African-American or girl or black girl to be Playmate of the Year ever. So it was kind of a big deal when you know, this came through and it was like around the time, like Vanessa Williams and all this stuff. So she ends up like flying to LA.
Like the Naomi Campbell.
Yeah. Naomi Campbell time. Like, you know, it was around that time.
Tyra Banks.
Yeah. Not Tyra yet, but kind of similar, but Naomi and right. Vanessa okay. and all those guys. So she ends up, you know, shooting for that. And then Hef does end up picking her, which was a huge deal because he had never, like, he just broke the color barrier. It was like, she was on Oprah and CNN and everyone was just like, you can't, everyone was like, a lot of people were saying, you can't pick her. This isn't fair because she's black. And he's like, it's what's not fair is that it took us this long to actually pick one. That's what's not fair. So that it was just really cool because there are certain people in right. your lives that change your destiny. And that was like one for us that because right. of that choice that changed my life, my sister's life, my family's life.
But you have the choice too. And you
said, yeah, actually, this is the part of the story where Tef wanted actually my sister and I both to pose because he's like, oh my God, there's twins. Of course, this is great. So me being shy at the time, I was like, oh no, you know, I'm like kind of shy, but you go do this and we'll see how it goes, you know? So then she ends up winning Playmate of the Year. She gets like $100,000. She gets all this fame. She gets a car. She gets all this stuff. And then meanwhile, I know it. Everybody knows what I look like naked.
Except from your sister.
It's my twin sister. I'm like, I get nothing. You know, I'm still over there at the Albertsons warehouse.
But also, you're at the Albertsons warehouse and you had packed her Playboys on the conveyor belt into boxes and stuff.
I was like, wait a second, crazy. I made the wrong choice here. I should have like, you know, right. I should have done it. But it was really cool.
Renee ends up moving out to LA into the Playboy mansion because she becomes friends with Hugh Hefner's wife, Kimberly.
Yeah, Kimberly, yes.
So Kimberly kind of ran the show. It wasn't the Hugh Hefner that we all have seen these. Kimberly was running a tight ship.
Yeah.
But Hugh Hefner calls Rosie and says, Rosie,
This was later in life, because right. this was like later down the line, because he always was like, you know, wanting us to right. pose together, but I never did. So, but then he's my sister sees him at a party one time, and he comes up to her and he hands her this piece of paper, and it says Tennyson Twins. And he says, I want you two to pose in the magazine together. I've always wanted you two to pose. I'll fly you anywhere in the world if you two will do this pictorial together. So my sister and I are like,
by the time he did say, hey, Rosie, everybody knows you look yeah. like naked ready. You might as well get paid for it, right? Because your sister.
And I had been modeling and stuff by then for like, you know, I wasn't shy anymore. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it. So it was like really full because we went to Cuba. And
Wait. Let's not yeah. throw that away. Let's not throw it away.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com, the lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Rosie, still kind of, you know, not all in, says, sure, Cuba. I'll do it if you could send me to Cuba under Fidel Castro, knowing that it's not going to happen, right? And Hugh Hefner is like, done, has these two on a plane to Cuba under Fidel Castro, which was supposed to be a 10-day shoot, right?
Yeah.
And talk about what happened there.
Well, it's beautiful. It was a really cool place to shoot because at that time it wasn't, you know, it hadn't, there was not a lot of, you know, photo shoots or anything there, but it's beautiful though. It's just a really great, amazing place to shoot, but it's like a time warp. It's like in the '50s, like they've got old cars and like these billboards and stuff like that. So you literally feel like you're in the '50s.
You said billboards are like bad about
yeah, like Sam and Sam and like yeah. you know, like them. And it's just a really weird, like, it's like you've just right. in a time warp.
And you said the thing that stuck out most, you weren't allowed to eat.
Oh yeah. Cause they have beautiful beaches. They're like amazing, but you don't see anybody like fishing in the beaches or so, which is weird. So we're like, why isn't anybody fishing? And they're like, well, it's because, you know, the fish belong to Castro. So like, it was like that. Like,
so Fidel Castro's he owned the.
Yeah. So it was like kind of crazy. Right. Yeah. So, but the people are amazing and beautiful and it was really cool.
Castro was cool with it until
he wasn't. And then like all of a sudden, like maybe like a couple of days before we're supposed to leave, the guys, the scouts and stuff that we're with, they're kind of like starting to get a little antsy and a little freaked out because like Fidel's like, all of a sudden not down with Playboy being in his country and shooting these.
Fidel Castro suddenly does not want the tennis and queens in his country.
Oh my God. They're like, we need to get you guys out of here because this is like not good. So my sister and I, like, we cut our trip short by 2 days and I couldn't even sleep.
How'd they get you out?
I can't remember where we flew out of, but we cut the trip short and then.
Did you go through like Belize?
Maybe. It was so long ago. I don't remember, but I believe it was Belize. But yeah. And then we just like cut it short. But the pictures, like actually Playboy held it for a while because they didn't run
because
it right away.
Fidel Castro.
Yeah. So they ended up running it like years later and, we're fined a huge fine for running.
Wait, just don't throw that away. So he holds on to these photos of the Tennyson twins for a couple of years, finally post them, and whoever the president was at the time fined Hugh Hefner,
or
I think,
Playboy.
$250,000.
Yeah,
$250,000 for sending the Tennyson twins to Cuba under Fidel Castro.
Shooting, yeah. Yes, absolutely. So anyway.
And their star went, phew, they're huge. But at the time, too, Rosie was, so Renee's living at the mansion, right? And then they invite you to come out there and live.
Yeah, this is my very, this is backpacking when I first moved to LA and I came to visit Renee and I was over there at Sundry's or at Albertsons working these like, really long shifts. So I get there and I'm like, wait a second. I'm her twin. I look just like her. I could actually do this. I could do this modeling thing. So I go back, I quit my job. I'm like, hey, you guys, I'm out of here. I'm going to move to LA to be a model, which is what I did. I moved there and I went to an agency and I was able to get, I just took my sister's photos to go get an agent's, you know, cause we look alike. So we're twins.
She takes Renee's modeling book as her own and gets an
agent, starts my, that's, you know,
and gets Prices Right and Fredericks of Hollywood.
I got my own after that.
You were married with children a bunch and flex appeal and did all these things and you guys became iconic black models back then.
It was fun. Yeah. We were like, probably one of the first, like right around the time when Tyra and like, there's a lot like Naomi and Tyra and you know, it was fun.
So a couple of things here. First of all, when you're living at the mansion, okay, what's it like to live at the Playboy mansion? Like all of us probably thinking, oh my gosh, there's like orgies every day and this and that. Like, what's it like to actually live there? How many girls were living there?
At the time when they're testing for your pictorial, that they fly the Playmates in that were shooting the pictorial. So there could have been like two or three girls that were actually shooting, testing for the magazine. And
but they're not living there.
There's no.
How many girls live there? Just you and Renee?
At that time, there was no other.
So just you and Renee were the only ones living at the mansion with Hugh Hefner and his wife.
Well, we were in the game room. We were in the other.
Okay, but you're living at the mansion.
We were at state.
Well, I think all of us think there's like 20 women that are living there and it's effing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like that.
No, it wasn't like that. No, not because he was married at the time with Kim and Kim was like, you know, it wasn't, I mean, before Kim came along and maybe after Kim came along, it was with Kim. She was very, you know, protective. And so you couldn't really, you know, get close to him. And we were friends with her. So it was like a different like kind of experience.
All right. So how crazy were the parties at the mansion?
Parties were kind of crazy, but I would always like duck out or dip out, you know, before like the crazy stuff happened, but it was fun. Cause it was like, you know, when you would go to the mansion, you would actually go out like in lingerie, like you'd head out your house. Like where, like how many parties are you going to go where you're wearing like lingerie? Some people, like some girls didn't even have anything on. They were just like, it was funny, but, it was, just a crazy fun.
How many celebs did you walk in on having sex at the mansion?
Oh, my sister walked in on, I think it was Tony Curtis, I think. He was getting it on, like.
How old was he at the time?
He was pretty, like, pretty old, but he was like, he wasn't stopping him. He was getting some at the mansion, for sure.
You also, I asked you about the grotto, and you said there was only one time that you guys went to the grotto because someone told you had to see what was going on, and you ran away?
That was kind of crazy. That was.
Can we say it?
I don't know if I want to say it.
I'll say it. She told me that she's down in the grotto and mini me started an orgy. Very true.
There was some stuff going on and you like, there were some players in it, but yeah, something you wouldn't expect that was like, I laughed. I was just like, wow.
But, screaming right away.
No, I did not stand. I was not sticking around for that.
But it wasn't like, so the mansion though wasn't a place, but I'm thinking this is, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll. But when you were living there, Was it like that or was it the opposite?
You know, I think it was for people who wanted that. If you were like into that, like if you like late in the night and stuff like that.
No, but I mean for YouTube.
No, not there. For us. No, it wasn't like that.
She had rules for YouTube.
Yeah, no, we had rules. Right. You had to be in a certain time. They were like,
No boys, no drugs.
They didn't want you drinking, no drugs.
No drinking either.
No, right. Yeah, they were like very strict. Okay. Very strict. So it wasn't like our experience wasn't like that. And, but I do believe it's a different kind of, time at that time because right. It was Kimberly, they had kids. So, right. But I do, you know, I can only speak from my experience, but you know, I think it was kind of a crazy place for sure.
And I thought it was wild too. Cause I figured, you know, hey, okay. She was there in the early days and Rosie and I, when we first started dating, said, okay, well, listen, I've been with certain people. You probably know, you probably been with people I know. Let's kind of lay our cards on the table. And Rosie was like, no, what'd your brother tell you? Like you never really went with.
Yeah,
actors or athletes or musicians or anything.
Yeah, my older brother was like always like, you know, he would always give my sister and I really good advice. So he's like, hey, you know, you don't want to be one of those girls who just sleeps with everybody and, you know, and when they
get to use up in Hollywood.
Yeah. So he was like, don't be those girls. So it was just good advice. So my sister, he's like, you know, work and do, you know, get your jobs and be respected. And you don't want to be those girls. So my sister and I always knew that. Plus we always had each other. So we always were always like respected and, you know.
Like, yeah. Well, and then also like, I got, so like, I do know, like everybody was after Rosie, everybody. Renee was with somebody. Rosie was single, but like Prince was after you. In a big way. Prince, you got to tell the Prince story.
Yeah, he was. I love Prince. Prince fan, Prince fanatic. But
they were all after you. Like every actor in Hollywood was after you.
Yeah, they were probably after like a lot of
people. And Renee too, yeah.
But so we go to Bar One, this place called Bar One, and Prince is there and he's got, there's like bodyguards and he's like got this little orange Tootsie Pop and orange is the only flavor. It had to be orange. So he wants to go out, you know, so at the time I was kind of fresh from Idaho. So I was very leery of Prince, you know, and
fresh from Idaho, yeah. Prince trying to take her out. Yeah.
And I'd see, you know, how he was with, you know, Purple Rain. So he asked me out and I'm kind of like, I don't know. So I kept saying no. And he keeps calling. So finally he's like, you know, okay, so what if I just take you and we just drive around the block and you just go and like,
and listen to new music.
Listen to some new music. Would you do that?
He wants to try out new music on him that hasn't been.
So you just listen to some new music. So I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So he comes over and he's a little limo and he drives.
What's he wearing?
I don't remember what he had on. Sure. Probably like a little suit or something. So anyway,
jumpsuit.
Maybe like the jumpsuit. So he always had that little outfit that he has on. So he takes you around the block and he says there's this new album. It's called Diamonds and Pearls. So I'm listening to this thing. I'm like,
so you got to hear Diamonds and Pearls before everybody else.
I think it's going to be a hit. I think you got a hit on your hands here. It's really good. So then,
and that doesn't seal the deal for Prince.
No. Cause I still wasn't trusting him. I was, you know, like, so I
it's Prince.
I know. But
okay.
So I leave and
I try to leave,
but he's like, he says, hey, he's like, do you want to come back to my house and I'll make some pancakes? So I'm like, not good, you know, so that's just a weird thing to say, you know, so I'm just like, whatever. It's a strange thing to say. So I'm like, no, I'm good. So I take off. So then, you know, he keeps calling and I.
Wait, let's back up. So his line was. Yeah. Can I take you back to my house and make you some pancakes?
Yeah. So I'm like, no, I'm good.
What was your reaction when he said that though?
It was, you know what? I mean, it's a strange thing. So I was just like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm cool. So see ya. So I get out and then, you know, he keeps calling and now I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, bypass this Prince thing altogether. So I pan to like maybe like a month later, this friend of mine's like a fan of.
By the way, who would ever thought a woman would choose Glazer over Prince?
I mean,
hashtag something nobody would ever say.
No, because I knew girls who dated him and he just kind of like messed with their heads and all that stuff. So I was like, nah, I'm not going to go there. So anyway, so I go to these clubs and I'm like, I see Prince out and I'm with this girlfriend who's a Prince fanatic. And I'm like, oh, wait, I wonder if he's mad because I just kind of blew him out of the water. So when I see him, he like looks over and he sees me and then he does like this.
Which for people who can't see, like, he does three like snaps.
Three snaps. And then him and his whole entourage just leave the club. I mean, he's like mad. And so I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. You know, so we're it's just like freaking like, was that for me? So then I'm like, oh, maybe it was a mistake or whatever. So we go, I see him again at another club. This is like maybe like 2 weeks later, and he does the exact same thing. So he was just like,
from broke prince.
Yeah, he was just mad. Like
he broke
like,
prince.
No, he was just mad. So anyway, but yeah, so he was like funny because it, like years later, I watched this Dave Chappelle show, and in it they talk about like where Prince says he's going to make these pancakes, and I just bust up laughing because it was like the thing that.
Oh, I remember that the Chappelle show. Was
yeah,
it in there?
Yeah, it's totally.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I totally. I don't remember that. Remember I remember the Tootsie like, Pop, and I remember yeah, it's, so he really said yeah. that to you. Wow, and that was the Chappelle
yeah.
show.
Yeah, and that's basketball. And the,
oh my gosh,
yes, I'm just
incredible.
Laughing because I was like, that's exactly what he said. Yeah, so it was funny.
Oh my god! All right, so your life then again, you go on. All right, so you're on Price is Right. How was it being a showcase show girl?
It was fun. That was because I'd always watched Price is Right as a little girl. So to be on there, and I was on there with Nikki, which right. was one of my great friends. I was a bridesmaids in her wedding, Nikki Ziering. And so it was a lot of fun.
He was a friend of mine.
And yeah.
How was Bob Barker?
He was great. Actually, he was great. Yeah. He was really cool. He was actually really nice. And that was just such a fun experience. It's like a dream come true.
That is my beautiful fiance, Rosie Tennyson. Folks, this was the best guest I've ever had in Unbreakable. Hope you enjoy it over the holidays. I hope we have given you all some hope and some lessons for you all to walk this walk together.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.